uncles did too. We were born on a mountain, raised the old-fashioned way. Some of that mountain wore off on me, some of that family tradition you see. The riverside comes out every now and again, 'cause I like a little country in my rock, and there's an NRA sticker on the back of my truck. I'm a hillbilly at heart, got a four-wheel drive, not a car. Soft spot for kids, good deer rifle, and a rebel flag on my arm. I'm a hillbilly at heart, proud American right from the start. And I'll be a rebel till the day I'm dead, 'cause I'm a hillbilly at heart. Our founding fathers would turn in their grave if they saw the state of our country today. We've been through it before, we will rise again. It's good old boys and their women who stick together to make a good living. They're the heartbeat of this country we call home. It's where the Jim Beam whiskey's made in the South, and if you don't speak the language, then get the hell out. I'm a hillbilly at heart, I'm a hillbilly at our glass, make a toast to the people who defend our country the most. They deserve more than they get paid for what they do. To the guy on the hill making good corn liquor, and the farmer in the field, he grows our dinner. We're all cut from the same cloth through and through. Well, I like to hear my hound dog run. I'm gonna head to the woods with an old shotgun.
Is part of the Podcast Your Scene Network. Visit us at www.podcastyourscene.com.
You know, the local media has an agenda that they're going to serve. I don't know who's in charge of it or what it is, if it's like a headless monster.
Why? This is a question.
Walking backwards. Yeah. Something sacred.
I don't know the names of the creep songs. Those are
running
CDs
in circles.
Just pop in and let play.
Sea of Glass.
The Flight and the Fall.
I love Ozzy. I think he's the true definition of a rock star. I heard a comedian talk about him and Michael J. Fox. You know, the world, something's wrong with the world when Michael J. Fox is all screwed up and Ozzy's fine.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's go.
He said you ain't got no money, you ain't got no girl, and you'll be working your job near dead. And I said, you better pay attention, yeah. You gotta understand, I'm making my way, don't care what you say, cause I'm playing in a rocket band. And let me tell you about it.
You're tuned into the Pennsylvania Rock Show, featuring the best unsigned rock that Pennsylvania has to offer, right here on PARockShow.com, MegaRockRadio.net, RootaRootRadio.com, 107.1 FM, St. Louis, Missouri, and BuildTheScene.com. With me tonight for episode number 425 is Mark McCarty of Rat Rod. And I'm going to ask this question right off the bat because I think I messed it up. There's no space in there, is there?
Well, first of all, hello, Bill. How you doing?
Thanks for having me on here.
It's funny you asked that because that is a point of fun debate between me and our singer, Mike Smith. He likes to not have the space, and I've kind of the camp that we should not have the space. So at the end of the day, I guess it doesn't really matter. Because we haven't quite figured that out yet.
Because it looks like
you'll see it both ways.
I was going to say, it looks like in the logo that there is a space there, mm-hmm. but everywhere on the website I noticed there wasn't a space.
Yeah, I guess you could sort of say that wherever I've put some stuff up, there isn't a space. wherever Mike has put stuff up, there is a space. So we'll get it figured out eventually. I think we're probably going to end up going with a space there because I think that's what people probably expect. So,
and since we're talking about the logo, mm-hmm. the fender, or not fender, yeah, not fender, the grill.
The grill. Mm-hmm.
Is that off a specific car?
Not that I'm aware of. So the funny thing about that was that whole logo was designed by Mike's brother. And that was like it wasn't the first draft, but it was like a second pass through. He did a couple little tweaks to it. So he nailed it right out of the get-go. And as far as the source of that grill, I'm not honestly sure where he got that from. It's not a specific car that I'm aware of, at least. But we love it. We think it's pretty cool.
Now, is the name Rat Rod because it kind of goes with your musical style, or is there a story behind that?
It's a little bit of both. I'm a huge car nut. I've got old cars that I play around with. I'm in the car business as a day job.
Hey, hold that thought. I'm going to cut you off already.
Okay.
What kind of old cars?
I have a 71 Ford Torino GT that I've restored, and I have an 83 Hurst Olds that I'm sort of preserving. So not old cars in the fact of an old rat rod like that, but, you know, old cars in their own right. I personally appreciate all kinds of cars. So.
Off the air, I mentioned the band After the Fall and Common Crown. Their bass player has an 84 Cutlass Hurst Olds that he's in the process of rebuilding.
I need to connect up with this guy. I'm huge into Hurst Olds. In fact, I run on my little side projects I do, I run a registry, an online registry of Hurst Olds of 83 and 84s.
And that's not even the reason I asked. I was going to tell you about my dad's cars, but that one kind of lined up with yours. My dad has a 1937 Ford two-door, a 1931 Model A Victoria. And a 1955 Ford Crown Victoria.
Oh, this is sweet. Who cares about music? Let's talk cars.
and he also redid a 70 Duster for my mom's boss.
Nice.
But the 55 was my ride to the prom, but it turned into a pumpkin. I mean, a 78 Magnum at midnight.
Oh, bummer.
But okay, so
started out cool though, right?
It did. And I drove it to school the other day. I teach middle school, and
nice.
We were talking. I teach social studies, and we're talking about how the technology of the 50s was so much better than it had been. And I was like, I'm like, they're not getting this. So I called my dad from class and said, "Hey, Dad, is it okay if I bring the 55 to school and show my class what technology really was?"
Nice, and you did.
I did, and they loved it. Now,
I bet.
Keep in mind, my eighth grade class was seven girls, and you know, his car is Tropical Rose and Snowshoe White. So
they loved that.
Yeah, it's pink.
Yes,
but
they love that color, I'm sure.
But honestly, though, the pink came up about fourth when they started rattling off questions. They asked why there weren't any seatbelts and why the steering wheel was so big and does the radio work? Somebody said, "Wait, where is the radio?"
and can you get satellite radio on it? I can just imagine the kind of questions it would
but
be.
Not on that one, but in the 31, you will be able to get satellite.
Aha. Got a little hidden radio setup on it.
The 31 is a street rod.
Cool.
It's not quite a rat rod. But it is flat black. He's actually building that one right now. The 37 is also a street rod, but the 55 is about 98% original.
Oh, cool. That's my personal thing. I'm interested in originality. I mean, I really appreciate customs. I know all the work that's involved with it. And obviously, I have to appreciate rat rods for a number of reasons. But for me, original restorations or original cars that have never been restored, I really want to get my blood boiling. I just love that.
I have an uncle that has a 54 Mercury that still has the grease paint marks on the interior. That's
cool.
How original that one is.
That's the kind of stuff I get off on. I love that. I love that stuff. Yeah, I geek out over tags and stamps and dumb stuff like that. If it's got the original hose clamps on it, I'm oohing and all over the place. It's ridiculous. My wife just looks at me and goes, "What? What? Why?" So
I am going to send you a link here on Facebook in just a minute, and the listeners are just going to have to deal with that.
Okay, sorry guys.
Link is to a gallery on my personal Facebook, so if you know my personal Facebook and you're listening, you can find it. The album is called Rides, and it's pictures of the cars that I was just talking about.
Sweet.
There you go.
I will check that out. I just got the buzz, so I know I got it.
Okay, so let's talk about the band.
Okay, might as well.
So I guess we kind of got the reason for the name Rat Rod, so I don't have to ask that question anymore.
Yep, we love cars. The name was something we were bandying around ideas of, for names, as bands always do. And a million different ideas come about. And then one day Mike calls me on the way home from work. He gets me on the phone and goes, dude, I got it. And he blurts out Rat Rod. And I think about it for about 10 seconds. I go, that's it. Perfect. And that just informed and shaped everything else we went from there with. We were already writing tunes and putting stuff together. But that just put it into focus. When he came up with the name, and Mike came up with the name, I got to give him total credit for that. It just put everything into sharp focus because it fits so closely with what our mindset was.
And I kind of like when I went to your website before I emailed you initially, mm-hmm. and I pressed play on the first song, I was like, yeah, that does sound like Rat Rod.
Mm-hmm.
And I listened for about 30 seconds, and then I emailed you, and then I listened some more. So I knew in 30 seconds that I wanted to do the interview.
Awesome. Well, thank you for that. Appreciate that. That that song is always a crowd favorite, and it's one of our favorites to play. The first song you're probably referring to, Rat Like Me, I'm assuming, because mm-hmm. I believe that's the first one that comes up on our website. And it's just a rocker. We love playing that song. And I had a review a while back that when she talked about that song, she pictured us worshiping at the altar of Duane Eddy while wearing Bon Scott or while wearing AC/DC t-shirts and wishing that Bon had not choked on his own vomit or something like that. It was just a brilliant line by a writer in New York by the name of Riz Devra. She's just so eloquent with the way she writes things, and that line just hit it perfectly. And I never thought of it in those terms before, but like, yeah, okay, we'll take that. We'll wear that rockabilly hard rock attitude thing.
So you personally are actually from New Jersey, correct?
Yes. Actually, the whole band minus bass player, I guess you could just say the singer, myself, and drummer live in New Jersey. Bass player lives in Philly, and we just got a new rhythm guitar player, and he is actually in Delaware.
Oh, okay.
So, but yeah, we consider ourselves a Philly band because that's where we play 90% of the time.
And that was another thing that made me jump, because I'm trying to, like, I have this bottom southwestern corner pretty much under my control. I can get the bands I want, and I've been trying to push. I've been posting a lot in Philly groups on Facebook, and I saw Philadelphia, and I'm like, yeah, I'm going to check that out. And then, like I said, I listened to it. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to interview these guys.
Cool.
So,
yeah, from what we're told and from our observations of playing around, but mostly what people tell us is that nobody's doing what we're doing right now out here in our area. There's a lot of rock and roll out here. There's a lot of bands playing out here, but we're just doing something a little bit different than everybody else. And that's pretty cool. Yeah, we appreciate being able to do that. So
the reason I asked your location, I think you might be the first person from New Jersey that I've spoken to on the show.
Oh, cool.
I have spoken to people. I interviewed somebody from Wells.
Well, that's cool. That's certainly better than Jersey.
And someone from Sweden.
That's also pretty cool.
And actually, let me start that over. The second episode, there was someone on the show from Sweden in my living room.
Oh, do tell about that.
His name was Lars Rozell. He was in a band called Rockabilly Junction. They didn't play rockabilly. They played Southern rock.
Okay.
And he actually lives not too far from here, but you know, he was born in Sweden and is a Swedish citizen. But yeah, he was here. He was playing the grates, which doesn't mean much to you, but there's these grates under my TV that,
okay.
And they come out from the, it's like a built-in, there's an old radiator in there for radiator heater. And the grates would keep you away from it so you didn't get burnt. And, well, they took them down and they were playing them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But,
I can't hear what you're talking about. He's kind of scraping across and making vibrating noises and stuff.
Yep.
Yeah.
So he was the first Swede, and then why am I blanking on his name now? Wow, that's terrible. I can see it. I just can't pull it out of my head. But the other Swede, whose name I can't pull out of my head right now, sings country music. And what's that country band?
Little Bighorn?
Yes, Little Bighorn. He wrote the title track. Yeah, that's it. I'm sorry. He wrote the title track on their last album.
Yeah, Little Big Town, I think it was.
So.
Oh, wow.
Anyway, first from New Jersey.
That's all right. There it is. Yeah. All right.
I tell you what.
Actually, to be truthful, I'm actually from Illinois, but I've lived in New Jersey for quite a long time. So I just live here.
So let me ask you two more questions, and we'll take a short break.
Okay.
Let's go with if your band could play with any internationally touring band, what band would it be, and at what venue would you want to play?
Would that be currently touring band or any band ever?
We'll go with ever.
Any band ever, it would be. And this is going to be a no-brainer to anybody that's actually heard our stuff. It would be AC/DC circa 1978 with the original classic Bon Scott lineup. And where would that be? Probably, in my opinion, I would love to play with them probably when they played in Scotland. I can't remember the name of the place they played, but just when they were playing in Europe. I would just love to. I think that would have been really cool.
Okay, and here's the last question for the segment.
Okay.
I'm going to play the song The Fool.
Cool, okay.
And what I want you to do is give us a little bit of insight on that track. You can tell us what it's about, how it was recorded, anything like that, kind of like MTV Storytellers.
Okay. Well, this song, The Fool, I wrote the lyrics and the music to the song. This is a song that I envisioned, in fact, it kind of tells a story. About just you're going in just into a local pub or local bar to just grab a beer, just want to chill out and have a beer, and all of a sudden you're getting caught up in a mess of miscommunication where this dude thinks you're messing with his girl, and things ensue from there, and you had to set him straight. That's kind of what the story of the song is about, and it's one of those songs where I'd actually had the song laying around for probably 5 or 6 years before Mike and I got together and started putting songs together. I'd had it and just dusted off and showed it to him, and he's like, "Yeah, dude, that's awesome. Gotta do it." So here we are. We did it. And as far as recording goes, it was all of the songs were recorded at what I call the Rock and Roll Bunker, which is the studio here at my house.
Is that the room you're sitting in right now?
It actually is. Yes.
Yeah. When your camera was on, I could see some equipment behind you.
There's more equipment than there's furniture in this room. It's crazy. But yeah, there's drums in here. There's guitar amps in here. There's keyboards in here. There's guitars everywhere. I mean, it's crazy.
All right, so what we're gonna do? We're gonna play The Fool by Rat Rod, and I think we're gonna play a Slant 6 song, and we will be back with Mark from Rat Rod shortly.
Cool.
It's a black hole that we're falling in, hoping the sun will rise again. As you keep a straight face, so you wanna laugh. As you wake up to the aftermath. Now the smart ones wanna tell you now how to live your life like you don't know how. And the old ones say you'll never learn. Keep living your life this way and you'll surely burn. So hey mama, hey papa, what'd you leave me with? Bad decisions, indiscretions, oh what a gift. So addictive, can't get past it. Oh, child and child, Papa, don't hate me, I'll get better. Mama, please don't cry.
of a life gone wrong. Hear the regrets of the words in the song. As time passes you by, you swear you're never going down this road again. But tomorrow is a different day, and you forget all the things you said as you make your escape from this life you live. So hey mama, hey papa, what'd you leave me with? Bad decisions, indiscretions, oh what a gift. So addicted, can't get past it, gonna try and try. Papa, don't hate me, I'll get better. Mama, please don't cry. You gotta inhale, oh, and exhale, repeat. Pass to the left, you'll know from your head to your feet. See your life flash before your eyes as you watch it burn. Hear the hands on the clock laughing at you as it turns. Sitting paralyzed there on the couch, taking one last drop before you pass out. Eyes bloodshot red as you're dead to the world. Watching cartoon lip with your boys and your girls. Got every piece of face that won't speed down. Drinking like a sailor, smoking palm on lights. Call you a sinner when you just grin. Anticipating the moment you can light up again. So, hey mama, papa, what'd you leave me with? Bad decisions, indiscretions, oh, what a gift. So addicted, can't get past it. Don't try and try. Papa, don't hate me, I'll get better. Mama, please don't cry.
I'm only here for a dream. everybody's waiting for you to sing, so what's it gonna be?
Crazy, I'm crazy for feeling so.
She's like that, can you hear the tale? It's not about a trip, a ship, a boy, or a whale. Not at all to do with the sky turning blue on a cold winter's day. It's okay, cause every now and then there's an urge to continue. Always comes down to the things you didn't know you had in you. It's never too late to reevaluate or justify another addiction. And every now and then it's just a little bit crazy with my life spinning out of control. There's nothing you can ever say or do that can faze me. You can bury me 6 feet in a hole. Here we go, and I take the lion's share. And the roar that you hear when someone let the cat out the bag, you to death. Throw it away, make a wish, with the plate clean and dish. And nothing else really matters to change. With a shine of salt and lime, I like my beer super cold. I like my wine to be old. I like the way you're looking at me right now. Oh yeah. And every now and then I'm just a little bit crazy with my life spinning out of control. There's nothing you can ever say or do that can faze me. You can bury me 6 feet in a hole. I'm still alive. I'm singing angels and demons, all the things you believe in. You better stare a little harder.
Tuning in with me tonight on episode 425 of the Pennsylvania Rock Show is Mark from the band Rat Rod out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Hey, hey.
And we talked a lot about cars in the first segment and a little bit about the band. And we're going to learn a little bit about Mark here, and then we'll get you some more information about Rat Rod and where you can track them down. So, Mark.
Yes.
Here's where I'm going to ask you that influence, your influences question without asking you your influences. You ready?
Okay.
So if I was to look at your music collection, what you listen to, what would I see?
What would you see? That is a very good question. And that would be interesting, because you would certainly see plenty of AC/DC. You would see plenty of Airborne. You would see Rose Tattoo. You would see the Angels. You would see a band called the Cast. You'd see a band called Black Aces. Then you would see bands like, Kiss. You know, a few people might have heard of them. You would see Ted Nugent. You would see, now here's going to throw probably a few people off. You would see Dream Theater. You would see Metallica. You would see Anthrax, Megadeth. Gosh, what else? Faint's Warning. Let me think, what else? Led Zeppelin, of course. Black Sabbath, no doubt.
Wait a minute.
I'm just all
wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. You were saying no doubt, as if they're supposed to be, like, nobody should doubt that Black Sabbath was in your list, right? You weren't saying the band No Doubt.
Exactly.
Okay, just checking.
Correct. Thank you for correcting that. Yes, I'm not talking about the band No Doubt. Not that there's anything against them.
I like No Doubt, but they just didn't fit in the list that you were giving me.
No, they don't fit in the list. So yeah, I'm rather in the rock and roll end of things. I'm pretty eclectic. I like all kinds of stuff. In fact, musically speaking, I like all kinds of stuff. I love old school type country music, you know, like Johnny Cash and Merle Haggard and Earth Tubb. I'm, you know, God forbid, you know, some weird stuff like that. I mean, to some people, but
the Highwaymen.
The Highwaymen, yeah, absolutely. Willie Nelson. Gosh, just
Christofferson.
Great, absolute phenomenal songwriter. Yes. So yeah, I've got a very broad musical taste.
Well, continuing on learning about you a little bit, who would you say has supported you the most as a musician?
Who supported me most as a musician? Well, that would probably be my wife. If you're talking about a person, close person to me, that'd be my wife. She's always there just to, you know, kick me in the butt, you know, tell me when I suck and tell me when I'm doing pretty good. But
what is your favorite? Well, before I even ask that question, so you said you play in Philadelphia a lot. And we always, we do a lot of talking about what the Pittsburgh scene is like, but I don't know that we've ever talked about the Philadelphia scene. So you want to give us a little bit of a feel of what we would see if we went to Philly?
Well, there are places that you can find out here. A lot of smaller places, a lot of medium-sized places. It's still a strong urban scene out here, but it just feels like there's a bubbling up of original stuff happening out here. And there's a lot of little places that'll end, you know, two or three bands, four bands a night, and put on a show for folks. It's really pretty cool. We're running a circuit right now of about four different places that we play on a relatively regular basis. And it's pretty exciting.
Hey, now that we have a little bit of an idea what's going on there, now I can ask the other questions.
Okay.
What is your favorite venue to play in Philly, and what is your least favorite one to play?
Oh, set me up here.
Unless you don't, well, you don't want to burn any bridges, you can just tell me the favorite one.
I got this place to play is probably because of the status of the place, and that's going to be the Trocadero. Arbidero Theater right in Chinatown in Philly. It's just it's a cool, very old place. It's been a vaudeville theater at one time. It's held plays, and now it's been a concert hall for the past, I don't know how long, probably, I'm guessing here, so people hear this, don't shoot me, 25, maybe 30 years, maybe longer, I'm not sure, but it's just a really cool place. It's got a vibe to it, got a great stage and an awesome sound system with folks that just do a great job. So we played there a while back, and we're playing there again in July, and it's just so cool. So to me, that's my favorite place.
Cool. Let's see here. Oh, see if you can do this one.
Okay.
Tell me about the moment that you realized you wanted to be in a band.
The moment I realized I wanted to be in a band. That would probably be my earliest memory of actually getting up and performing in front of anybody. Wasn't actually playing live music. We were doing this thing. It's lip syncing or air band competitions, and back in middle school. So I must have been 11 or 12 years old, and we put ourselves together, this air band or lip syncing band, to compete. And I was the quote unquote lead singer, and I got up and did my thing, and the crowd cheered, and I was like, this is cool. I like this. So then I figured I better learn how to play an instrument. And I was already interested in sort of fiddling around with guitar anyway. And that just kind of sparked it right there. So probably about that point in time, 11 or 12 years old.
What is one thing that the fans of Rat Rod would be surprised to find out about you?
Surprised to find out about me?
And while you're thinking of that, I'm going to give you a little bit of time. I know what you're thinking now is, man, I probably should have listened to more of these shows so I knew what he's going to ask me.
Well, fair point. Kind of got me there. Well, that's a toughie there for me because, I hadn't really thought about it. Shame on me. Won't be surprised to learn about me. I guess from the folks that know our music so well would be surprised to know that I really do enjoy listening to classical music also. That Beethoven and Bach and Mozart are really something, things I love to listen to. And I love Vivaldi too, which does not square with the kind of music we play.
No.
But I love it. I love all kinds of music.
Cool. Let's move back to the band a little now.
Okay.
So there's we're in a post-apocalyptic world now. There's very few people who are left. Something happened. Who knows what? But only one Rat Rod song survived. Which song do you want it to be, and why?
I think I'm tossing up between Mirror Mirror and Rat Like Me, the first two tracks on the album. Those two tracks just get me pumped up, and they seem to connect with those people overall to me, from what I can sense. So I think I'm going to say Mirror Mirror. If I got to choose, it's going to be Mirror Mirror. That seems to be our the song that everybody kind of gravitates to for the most part. If I had to pick between the two.
Cool. I was a little scared here. I looked at the recording software, and it doesn't say it's recording.
Oh,
but it is. But I see a file recording, so I'm going to hope that it is.
Cool, because I can't remember anything I just said.
And if we redid it, I'd ask you different questions probably.
Okay.
So let's talk about that album. Do You Remember Rock and Roll a little bit?
Mm-hmm.
If I was to play the tracks on that album backwards, what would I hear?
Tracks backwards as in literally played backwards?
Well, here's the thing. Like, everyone thinks that, but I'm going to tell you where the question comes from.
Okay.
Have you ever heard that country joke, what happens when you play a country song backwards?
Oh, okay. Okay.
So you can take it either way. If you want to take it literally, and if you know, then that's the way you can answer. Or you could tell me that you get your dog back and your truck starts working and your wife comes back and...
Okay, well, I would say that you would probably have forgotten rock and roll. You would have probably put the beer back. You would have got back on the bad stuff. Ooh. You would have, let's see here. You probably would have not have started the car up and stayed in the house that day.
I ask this question sometimes in different directions. I'm going to, no one in your band is on the call with you, so I'm going to make you tell me one about them.
Okay.
So now I am putting you on the spot.
All right. This will be interesting.
So what I want you to do is tell me about an embarrassing moment that was had on stage by someone else in your band.
Oh, that's an easy one. Thank you. That's an easy one. And poor, I feel bad for him now, but at our last Trocadero gig, we were going to do this thing at the end of our show, because we had a photographer there. We're getting shots made and everything. At the end of the show, we were all going to jump out in front of the drum kit and do a quick pose so we could get a picture taken. Well, God love him. Elliot, our drummer, jumps out at the stop of Do You Remember Rock and Roll? And we always stretch out that stop between the slower part and when we speed up. At the stop, he jumps out behind the drum kit and comes out front to do the picture. He misunderstood that we meant after the show, not at the stop. So he's a little embarrassed by that. But all the days rock and roll, no big deal.
Let's see. What haven't I asked? I have given you a couple of tough ones. Let me see if I can give you an easy one. Here's an easy one.
Okay.
Where can the people listening to the show tonight get a copy of your album?
Oh, well, there you go. You can start by going to our website at ratrodrocks.com. That links us to all of our social media, links you to Spotify, links you to Reverb Nation. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, it links you to iTunes. But if not, you can go get it at iTunes. You can get it at Google Play. You can get it at cdbaby.com. Like I always joke around, we're like a bad penny. We just turn up everywhere. So,
here's another scene question for you. But okay. I won't be able to help you. When I do Pittsburgh interviews, I can help them.
Okay.
Can you name 5 bands from the scene that you play in that you absolutely love?
5 bands from the scene that I absolutely love. Whiskey Grin, Stone, Street Machine, believe it or not, very similar vibe to us. Their music is completely different, though, but that name is cool. If I'd be self-serving to say my band, I mean, I love my band.
You're allowed to do that.
Okay. And one more, right?
Yes.
Stonebrook.
Okay. And now, I mentioned to you earlier that I am a teacher, so now I'm going to give you some homework.
Okay.
Those other 4 bands, I want you to tell them about my show so that I can get some more interviews.
Sure. Absolutely.
And you can help them out a little bit, and you can tell them, hey, he's going to ask you questions like this.
Yes. He's going to ask some tough questions. You better study.
If there's one thing that you could tell your potential fans of your band about your band, what would you tell them?
I would tell them that we are just a good time, straight up rock and roll band. There to bring a party to you, to have just to celebrate rock and roll, to have a great time. We're not trying to reinvent the wheel. We're not trying to make a social statement. You know, we're not going to give you any ballads. We're just going to give you straight up hard rock and good times.
Hey, last question.
Okay.
Do you have any shows coming up that you would like to tell us about?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We've got a couple of them coming up here pretty quick. We got on July 14th, we're playing the Trocadero again. I'd mentioned that earlier. We played once before, but we're playing again on July 14th with supporting Richie Mano's All-Stars. There was a band in the 70s called Stars, and Richie Mano was a big part of that band, and he's coming around and playing a lot of Stars tunes, and he's got guest musicians along with that, and we're supporting him on that date. That's July 14th, the Trocadero. All the information is is out there, and we'll be posting some more specific information on our website very soon with ticket information and that sort of thing. The next show after that that's really cool is with Scattered Hamlet. A lot of folks have heard of those guys. We're playing with them on July 21st at The Nail in Ardmore, Pennsylvania. So those are the two hot shows coming up here real quick.
Cool. I want to thank you for coming on the show.
I really appreciate you having me.
And hopefully you're not going to get off the call and be like, man, those are tough.
Well, I probably will, but it's with a smile. I like a challenge.
Well, and I'm glad I gave you one.
Definitely. It's good stuff.
So once again, this has been the Pennsylvania Rock Show, episode number 425. With me on the call tonight was Mark from the band Rat Rod. You can find them at ratrodrocks.com. A lot of alliteration there.
It's fun that way.
I would love to tell you who's on the show next week, but we're pre-recording a few weeks ahead of time, so I don't know yet.
We'll just have to listen and find out.
But I can tell you who was on before them. That won't do you any good. But
go back in time.
Well, yeah, I guess, yeah, they could. I mean, the show's on the website, parockshow.com.
Ah, there you go. I was being silly, but yeah, I could do that.
So I'll give you the whole month of June. So on June 8th, Folk U was on the show. And then on June 15th, Resistance 13. On the 22nd was Stone Cold Killers. So
nice.
There. So if you're listening to this show and you enjoyed it, and you're from Philadelphia especially, go back and listen to some of the older shows. If you're from Pittsburgh and you're listening, you probably have heard some of them.
Mm-hmm.
But once again, thanks for coming on. Don't go anywhere yet. I will chat with you a little bit more. But we're going to play some more of the best unsigned rock that Pennsylvania has to offer. And we'll catch you next week.
Made us both run dry.